We've actually found human life forms.
Look at them.
Oh, my Lord.
Hopefully this is our first contact with an Earth vehicle.
The lives of those people do not belong to us. They must be allowed to continue on their journey.
Can you identify them?
I have never seen flying craft remotely similar.
Do not lose contact with those ships.
You'd have to be pretty powerful to beat the Alliance.
By the good graces of the Lords of Kobol, the Galactica continues to lead her flock of survivors towards the coordinates given us by those great white lights that vanish as mysteriously as they first appeared. There are those who speculate that those lights, advanced ships really, might have come from Earth, giving us great hope that they have a highly developed technology. Even now, our long-range scouts patrol the quadrants, watching for signs that indicate that we are drawing close.
Apollo.
Yeah, I'm awake.
How long have I been in sleep period?
About six centaurs. What's up? I can hear your klaxon over the comm line. You're about 50 sectars ahead of me.
Wait, something just coming onto the edge of my scanner right now.
What's it look like?
A sublight vehicle containing 6 life forms. Apollo, you don't think...
that it could be our first contact with Earth? Don't get your hopes too high. Hang on, I'm kicking in my turbos to catch up with you. Here. Now back off a little.
Back off? We've got millions of metrics for this moment, and you want to back off?
Starbuck, we don't want to scare these people out of their wits.
You hadn't thought about that.
Starbuck, look at the life signs.
That's incredible. They indicate humans, but a minimum life support level.
Colonel, what is this?
I'm sorry, Commander, but everyone's so excited. News has spread that there are life forms, and that Captain Apollo has successfully attached the tow lines without interference from whoever's on board.
I see. Put me on your intercom, please.
Yes, sir.
On the line, Commander.
People of the fleet, this is Commander Adama. Rumors are spreading faster than fact about the discovery of a manned vehicle soon to be brought aboard the Galactica. I must ask you all to be patient and cautious in your optimism. The incoming vessel will have to be placed in strict quarantine, carefully, before we can allow anyone near it, for fear of jeopardizing not only our own lives, but the lives of whoever is aboard that spaceship. Hopefully, this is our first contact with an Earth vehicle.
Commander, so far, no responses whatsoever from within the ship.
I'm beginning to doubt that we'll get any response.
Why? All life signs indicate live body functions.
Alive, but minimal.
They could be sick. Or it could be a trap, maybe even a bomb planted inside, capable of blowing us all apart.
There is no bomb. The defusing team has signaled that the ship is clean.
Has anyone tried to tell those inside that we are here now?
Yes, but there was no response.
But they're alive.
Yes, but barely.
Gentlemen, there is no need for all this conjecture. Let's go in.
Dr. Wilker, one cent, please. Could we be upsetting a critical balance by entering this ship, violating the seals?
We penetrated the hull with a probe. We took samplings of the gases in the atmosphere.
And?
Almost zero atmosphere.
Zero?
There were traces of oxygen, traces of carbon dioxide, but nothing that could sustain life as we know it.
Yet six life forms on this ship live, even if barely.
What happens if we enter the decontamination chamber attached to the ship? Wouldn't we be killing those inside if they're used to zero atmosphere?
Commander, nothing human could survive in that ship.
Well, then, this is it.
It's incredible.
By the grace of God.
Oh, my Lord.
Bless their hearts. Look at them.
Some of them are babies. Just children.
Doctor. Are they alive?
They are alive.
You sure? They don't look like they're breathing.
Their metabolism has been lowered to a minimum level for sustaining life.
They're conserving fuel.
Precisely.
How long could they have been like this?
Perhaps a long, long time.
Yeah, well, we've got to do something to try and bring them out of it.
Strawbuck, done improperly, that could terminate their lives.
Why?
Because we haven't the slightest idea of how this equipment functions. To tamper with a delicate life support system which has kept them in this state for a yaren or 100 yaren could mean termination.
You mean we finally find humans who are possibly from Earth, and we've got to leave them in these tubes?
Lieutenant, Dr. Salik is a physician. I'm a scientist. We will have no trouble comprehending how their technology works. I'll pick one chamber and run tests on it.
Well, you mean use them as human testing drones?
And if you've mistakenly short out its life support system, too bad. Now you just move on to the next child?
Adama, if you'll forgive me, I believe you people have served your purpose. The rest is in our hands. It's not a military matter anymore.
Commander, we do need some room to work.
Very well. But understand one thing, doctors. Who these people are and where they were going when we intercepted them may be crucial to our survival.
I want no chances taken with their lives.
Commander, bringing them here at all may have been fatal.
By now, I'm sure that most of you are aware that something special has happened.
We found people from Earth.
Please use your question indicator when desiring to address the class, Boxy.
I'm sorry, Athena.
You're excused. Now, I'm sure that all of you realize that what happens throughout this day is liable to affect each of us for the rest of our lives. We're all a trifle nervous. Yes, Loma.
If there are people inside that ship, why aren't they coming out?
We can't allow it right now because their craft has to be decontaminated. Now, who knows what that means? Yes, Boxy.
It means we have to kill any sick bugs that may be on their ship.
Very good. Now, we aren't talking about things that are large enough for us to see, are we? If you'll all remember, when we found ourselves thrown together on this fleet for the first time, well, some of us had troubles, didn't we?
My parents got sick from the liquids and food.
Yes. Now, we aren't saying that there's anything wrong with these liquids, but that they contained bacterial strains, which some of our people from the outer colonies had to get used to. Their bodies had to do what? Class?
Adjust.
Very good. You remembered. Now, if you'll all look at your monitors, you can read today's key phrase for today's lesson.
The human life form can adapt to many varied environments and foods.
The key thing in remembering adapting is time. It takes time for our bodies to adjust.
My dad said that it could be possible for those people to kill us before we knew what hit us, if they carried the wrong bugs.
Well, your father said that to you?
Not exactly. He was arguing with Starbuck.
Children, if you'll just continue to read the text on your monitors, I'll be right back. Boxy, come with me, please. Let's go try and find your father, Boxy.
Apollo!
Hey, Boxy, how you doing?
Are you trying to frighten the children of the Galactic out of their wits?
What?
Now, I'm trying to reassure the children that what's happened is good. Boxy overheard you telling Starbuck that this event could kill us all.
What I said was that we and the people in that ship share the same risk. Either could be dangerous to the other.
But we've decontaminated that ship.
On the outside, yes. And even if we do kill off any viral strains or bacteria form that could hurt us, what about all the other things in our own air that we take for granted and breathe safely every cent on? Any one of them could be as lethal as poison to the people inside that ship.
I told you.
Boxy.
Then what am I supposed to tell these children who've been promised hope of a normal existence once we find Earth?
Tell them the truth. That hopefully we've taken a giant step forward.
That could send us plunging down a cliff.
Look, if you'd like, I'll talk to your class later on when we know something more.
All right.
Yeah, I'll see you. You're gonna get it.
Come on, Boxy. Let's go back to class.
Dr. Wilfred, do you realize that nothing we have on the Galactica seems to correlate with their symbols or systems?
They're human.
Yeah.
The ship flies, it draws energy. It has to make sense. We're just going to have to start taking some chances.
Thank you. Apollo, you look like you just lost your first love.
Not getting anywhere.
Apollo, give them some time.
They may not have any time, Athena.
Whoa. You sound as though there's some choice to be made here.
There is.
What are you talking about? You found a ship drifting in space with living beings inside. Now, we're doing everything we can for them, aren't we?
We aren't leaving them alone.
Leaving them alone? Is that what we're supposed to do to the first humans we encounter who were clearly from another civilization?
We've encountered other humans.
Not since we left range of our home planets, Athena. Everyone we've encountered up to now, every colony or outpost, are drifters or pioneers who set out from our home planets. Terms, dress, technology, all familiar to us.
So what are you saying, Boomer?
That if even a few of the humans we've run across were descendants from the lost 13th tribe, they were stragglers, left behind. Now, here on this ship, for the first time, we've actually found human life forms from a technologically advanced civilization. That's what the whole point of the voyage has been.
Boomer's right. That's why we've risked our lives staying on this tin can instead of stopping at one of the planets we passed that could have supported life.
It is not why we haven't stopped. We've never stopped because we've never been strong enough to stop anyplace else. We've been a hunted people.
No, not for some time. Hey, look, let's lighten it up a little. Huh?
Starbuck, you may be the best warrior in the fleet, but you see everything in absolutes. We win, we don't. We find Earth, we don't. A girl says yes, she says no. Good buddy, the quality of a civilization is determined by the values placed between these extremes.
Apollo, I think you're being a little too hard on Starbuck.
Well, if anybody's interested in my vote, I'm with Starbuck.
I say we go in there, open those boxes, and start interrogating those people. Now, the lives of every one of us depend on what they know.
Reese, stay out of this, or I'll stick that mug down your throat. Look, I'm not suggesting that we do something that could hurt those kids.
Look, I was just trying to...
Reese, I can handle my own philosophical battles.
All right, suit yourself, but I'm not the only one that feels like this. Now, sooner or later, the fleet's going to stop letting those old boys tinker around in there and demand that we open the cases. Now, if they're human, they breathe fresh air. Which is what I think I'm going to get. It's always a little stuffy around you, too.
Hey, Ray!
Hey. We came in here to let off a little tension, not to fight.
Besides, aren't you getting a little confused? I'm the hot-headed, impulsive one.
I may be confused, but I still find it hard to offer even one life in sacrifice, even to save thousands.
I'm sorry, but I can't let any of you pass. The bay's off limits.
Young man, half of these people are on the Council of the Twelve. We want to make an on-site inspection. It is our right.
You'll have to get a written authorization from Commander Adama.
You haven't heard the end of this, Lieutenant.
How long has this been going on?
Oh, it's getting out of hand, Apollo. We're going to have to put on more security.
Yeah. Regular security reports to the Council. We need to keep this to warriors who are responsible to my father.
Well, then you better put out a general alert. I've heard representatives are already landing on the Galactica from every ship in the fleet. They want to see the Earthlings.
Hey, we don't know if they're from Earth yet.
Wait, what happened?
Must have shorted out a line. What are the instruments doing?
Well, there was a large drop in all the indicators. I'd say you hit the central nerve of their life support system.
Well, at least we're getting closer.
Closer. You could have shorted out the entire ship. Wilco, we can't keep going on like this. We do not know what we are doing. We could terminate them all.
What happened?
Captain, we have little enough room. Please, don't interfere.
What's going on here?
Well, we found out that the gas used in the system is stored in liquid form and is regenerated and recycled in some way that has to do with these circuits.
Dr. Salek, you don't look quite so optimistic.
The system is slowly losing power.
Losing power? Why?
Well, for one thing, when we probe the circuits, we occasionally short out lines, draining off energy.
What? Nothing critical, Captain. I can solve the technology of this system in time.
And just how much time do we have, Doctor?
How far is it to Earth? Or how far have they come? Or how much farther was this system intended to support their frail lives?
I want you to discontinue your work at once.
Captain, I'm afraid you don't have the authority to...
I'm not asking you. I'm ordering you out of this ship. Now, I want you to stay here and monitor the instruments.
But I don't know how they...
Just apprise me of any change. I'll be with my father. Wilker, you come with me.
Oh, don't you worry. I wouldn't miss this for anything. You are in a lot of trouble.
Apollo, you took a lot on yourself.
I didn't think there was time for a vote.
All I needed was a little more time. You see, the operational manual is an integral part of the bridge instrumentation. So far, I've determined that the atmosphere of the planet these people came from is approximately one-fifth the atmosphere of Caprica. Also, there are references to another planet called Terra...
Wait a second.
Yes, sir.
Terra. Terra in Geminis means Earth.
That doesn't mean that this Terra is the planet Earth we're looking for. And even if it were, what difference does it make? We've illegally seized an alien ship on a course between two unknown points.
Illegally seized?
Well, what else do you call it when you take a ship out of its flight and tamper with its functions until its resources begin to dwindle?
Are they dwindling?
Well, there has been a slight power loss. That's to be expected. We don't know
what we're doing.
Apollo, please be civil. Dr. Wilk is trying to help.
Look, I know that. But we still can't put the lives of those six people in his hands or anybody else's in this fleet.
What do you suggest?
We let them go.
Let them go?
Put them back on their original course.
And lose any chance of communicating with them? Enter.
Adamara!
Please.
According to Dr. Salik, those people, two adults and four children, may expire before this time cycle is over.
Which is all the more reason to break the seals on those chambers and try to revive them.
Please, Geller, one more opinion is the last thing we need at this time.
Mine isn't the only opinion. Representatives are coming aboard the Galactica from every ship. They're furious with your inaction.
Furious at my inaction? What right have I to pass sentence on those children?
Quite right, Adama. No, I agree. Our people judge you far too harshly. Why don't we take a vote of the council and lift this burden from you?
You mean they haven't already decided? Apollo, you will be responsible for the security of that ship. And Geller, why don't you call the council into session immediately?
Whatever you wish, Adama.
Whatever you wish, Adama.
You will return to your seat as well as the other students or stay for an additional learning period. And you, young man, will stay anyway for returning late from meal period.
I wanted to see the kids. Are they really just like us? They look like us, but they don't move.
Children, what Boxy is trying to explain is that these space foragers are in a state which we call a state of suspension.
What does that mean?
It means that in order to travel great distances between planets, they couldn't carry enough life-supporting gases to make the trip. Who knows what is the most important gas which we need to breathe to live? Boxy.
Oxygen.
Very good.
Do I still have to stay for an extra learning period?
Yes.
Oh, frack.
Please, everybody, stay back. Please, don't crowd in here. Stay back, now, please. Stay where you... Don't crowd in here. Stay back. Give us some room.
What's the matter with all of you people? The
makings of a mob, Doc.
Anything new from inside?
Nothing encouraging. I'm on my way to see Adama now. But Starbuck, you are to allow no one, and I mean no one, aboard that ship.
We'll contain the crowd until the orders arrive, Doctor.
What orders?
The council's voting right now to terminate the life support systems and let those poor people out of their cages.
You can't let them do that. We have no idea what levels of resuscitation their bodies may require.
Don't worry, Doctor. No one's getting biased. But you tell Adama what's happening. And hurry. In the meantime, until we hear from the commander, we're in charge here.
And until we receive orders from the council to the contrary, we are in charge.
Now look, you gall-monging snitrad. This is a military bay. You and your men have jurisdiction over civilian personnel only.
Aren't the people aboard that ship civilians?
Well, now, we don't really know that, do we? Maybe they're mercenaries come here to mow us all down.
Two adults and four mercenary children. That is an imposing threat. Take your positions.
One more step, black shirt, and you'll be flatter on your back than those earthlings in there.
Support systems are failing anyway, to remove the humans from their ship as quickly as possible.
But we cannot do that. You've all heard what Dr. Sarek said. It could kill them.
We shall be as prudent as possible. Begin with the oldest member amongst the space voyagers. He will undoubtedly make the best psychological adjustment.
Council members, I cannot be responsible. Will
You're not,
not be...
responsible. We are.
Are you? Have you the right to order a doctor to carry out a council order when it conflicts with every medical ethic and moral instinct of his conscience?
You have your orders, Doctor.
And you, sir, have a problem with finding another doctor.
Adama, talk to him.
Oh, I plan to.
Excellent.
I plan on telling him that he has given me one of the proudest moments of my life. Something marvelous has happened here. Please, do not let it pass unnoticed.
Would you mind telling me what all that means?
Dr. Salik has just reaffirmed that we are a race worth saving.
Council has voted. We're bringing them out.
I don't believe it.
It's true. It's official.
Dr. Salik wouldn't sell
out. It's going to be Salik. They're rounding up a couple of med techs from the Rising Star.
Now that it's official, Starbuck, Apollo, Step aside. Stand aside for the doctors, please. They have work to do.
Don't move any closer.
I said, don't come any closer.
Welcome to the Galactica. If you'll just stand aside.
Stay back, Reese.
Stay out of this, Apollo. I'm in charge here. We mean you no harm. We just want to come aboard and help.
Get those people into control. Is he...
He's alive. Who are you? Why have you brought us here?
We're brothers.
No!
Your markings are not ours. Where are we? Is this one of our abandoned lunar posts?
You're on board a ship.
What ship?
A ship this large?
What do you take me for? A backwards fool?
Tell them to stay back!
You're contaminating me. You're killing me. And you're killing the children.
What's happening?
Don't touch him! Don't touch him!
You see, we've decontaminated the ship, but not the people inside the support chambers. Our bacteria.
It's not contamination. He can't breathe. It's the atmosphere density.
All right, quickly, Starbuck and Apollo, get him to a decompression chamber, and then the three of you, you go to decontamination immediately. Cassie, lower his pressure to approximately 1/5 of our atmospheric pressure.
Where are you going?
To check the others, Commander.
Is our atmospheric pressure. It's substantially greater than wherever they come from, and it was literally crushing them alive.
But they appear human.
We are adaptable. They may have come from a planet where the air grew thinner over millenniums.
Or ours grew heavier.
Either way, they're not compatible with our environment.
Remove them from these decompression chambers, and they will die.
What a pity. What a great, great pity. To come so close, perhaps even to the very humans whose tribe we've been seeking.
Perhaps there is some way we can sustain them until they regain enough strength to communicate with us.
No!
No? With the lives of every man, woman, and child in this fleet so dependent on their answers? Can Earth support us? Is it sufficiently technologically advanced to help us ward off our enemies? Can it protect itself from a Cylon invasion? We can't let them go.
I'm sorry, but the lives of those six people do not belong to us. They must be allowed to continue on their journey.
Apollo, there's no telling how long they've been in flight. And there's no telling whether they will ever reach their destination.
According to Dr. Salik, the power to their life support systems at the time we intercepted them was almost depleted, which could mean they were very close to their destinations.
Apollo, that's possible. But what if they're not?
It's a chance we have to take. Father, I believe this family is being directed to some planet unknown to us, where I believe we might find the answers we desperately need. Father, that's why I think Starbuck and I should escort them.
If you were to reach this planet to which this ship is destined, as you say, what then? Their physiology is so incompatible with ours.
Yes.
They cannot withstand the weight of our pressurization. True. But we've all experienced short terms in environments with far less pressure than our own. Where they're going, I believe we could survive, at least for the short term.
Dr. Sadek? Dr. Sadek, I will not reiterate the conversation I've been having with my son. Obviously, you've been conspiring, to put it kindly.
I merely expressed the facts to Apollo.
Then let me understand you clearly. These children cannot survive unless they are allowed to go to wherever their ship has been directed.
Unless you want to permanently imprison them in depressurized canisters, yeah.
Thank you, Doctor.
You know, the Council will never approve your letting them go.
We don't have time for political debate.
Wait. Now listen, all of you. Suppose this were not a political situation. Suppose it were a military situation.
Commander.
That's right. If you think about it, these little beggars are the worst things we've seen since the Cylons.
That's right.
What?
They gunned down one of our security guards right in front of my very eyes.
He's perfectly all right. It was a stunning device. Starbuck, they are children.
Forgive me, Colonel, but I don't think you're getting into the spirit of the conversations. If it's dangerous, it's military.
And naturally, being military and dangerous, it would have to be reported to the Council.
Naturally.
In the meantime, Starbuck and I will remove the fleet from any immediate danger by placing the hostile spaceship back on its original course.
Lord help us.
Apollo, you can't fool any reasonable person with this plan.
And we aren't dealing with reasonable people.
We're dealing with bureaucrats.
Adama, the fleet is in a complete panic. Apparently, these so-called children fired on our security guards. The Council wants to know what you plan to do about it.
Extraordinary measures are being taken even now as we speak, Sire Geller.
I should think so. I would like you to know we are not at all pleased with the way you've handled the situation. Now, we want answers, and we want them fast.
You heard him. Your plan won't work unless we move quickly.
Before their spaceship exhausts the fuel that she has left.
Yes, it must be quickly. Go. Go with my blessings and the blessings of the Lords of Cobalt. Safe journey.
Any change?
No change. We've managed to stabilize the pressure, but we can only hope that there's no permanent damage.
Did you hear what the Council voted yet?
Yes. It literally condemns them to spending the rest of their lives in these chambers.
If they live at all?
Apollo. All clear?
Is what all clear?
Starbuck.
Listen, old buddy, this is no time to be subtle.
Subtle about what?
We're taking your patients.
But you're not serious. Starbuck, do you know what they can do to you?
Have to catch us first.
Dr. Salek, you've got to stop them.
Don't look at me, Cassiopeia. I'm with them. In fact, I'm going along to help monitor the equipment.
No, that we can't allow, Doctor. You're too essential here.
Someone needs to monitor that equipment.
We could use some help on board that ship.
But you're asking me to mutiny right along with you.
Mutiny? That's a very harsh word.
Think of it as an act of mercy, Cassie. I believe that what Starbuck and Apollo are about to do is the only chance these people have of surviving.
You sure you're all right?
I'm all right.
There are guards all over the place.
Courage, Cassie. These are the times that test our mettle.
Yeah, but you made a career out of risking yours.
Doctor, if you're going to help with this charade, I suggest you lead the way. We're all strictly med techs. Let's go.
Keep moving.
Hold it.
I'll take care of him.
What are you going to tell him?
I'll let you know after I think of it.
wouldn't want to interfere with the orders from the Council of the Twelve, would you?
Where are you going with that decompression chamber?
The ruling just came down. The children are to be taken off the ship at once.
Then you've lost, Apollo.
I don't lose as long as those people remain alive. Now, you keep those people from getting in the way.
Time is critical.
We've got to transfer those children out of their life support systems into the portable chambers we've brought just as quickly as possible.
I don't suppose you'd need any help making the transfer.
Thanks, Boomer, but you're much more valuable to us right here with Reese. Make sure he's able to control the crowd away from the ship.
My men won't have any trouble with crowd control.
Good. Then I'll get back and help Dr. Salek.
He sure changed sides in a hurry.
Yes. Disappointed. Thought he had more guts.
Orders are orders. Some people understand that.
If we can't get their own suspension units to work, we're going to have to leave them in ours.
Doctor, all I can say is you'd better find a way to make their units work. Because if we don't get back off this ship with those two decon chambers, those security guards will never let us out of this bay.
Apollo, I think we found some help.
Who are you? What do you want with us?
Look, we're here to help you.
Help me? My God, don't you know what you've done to us?
No, we want to put you back on course.
Sarah.
We just placed her back in her chamber. Do you know how to make the unit work?
Who are you? Are you with the Eastern Alliance?
What is this alliance? How can you not know about the Alliance?
Who are you? What is all this?
You're from a planet called Terra. Is that right? My people are. I, Sarah, and the children were born on Lunar 7. That's where we were escaping from. But you know that, or else you wouldn't have stopped us.
No, we stopped you because we didn't know any better. We hoped you could help us. I'm Starbuck. That's Apollo, Dr. Salek, Cassiopeia. We're on your side.
I would like to believe that. But this is just the sort of cruel game the Alliance would play.
It's not a game. We're going to help you.
How?
Where were you bound for when we intercepted you?
I won't tell you.
What's your name? What are you called on Lunar 7?
Michael.
Michael, all we want to do is put you back on course.
My ship knows its course.
All you have to do is put it in space. It's pre-programmed.
We'll do that if you'll help us.
Who are you?
People from another world.
What?
A shattered world where refugees were searching for a way to protect our people.
How much of this do you think I can believe?
Michael, it's all true.
One more thing. Do you know the course back to Lunar 7?
No. We are never going back there.
But you must know. Somebody must know. Maybe on the planet you are heading for.
Look, whoever you are, you don't want to go to Lunar 7. The destroyers will annihilate you before you get halfway there.
Apollo, we have to get out of here fast.
They know. All right, Michael, I'm responsible for pulling you into our ship and off your course. I'm going to correct that. But if we don't get you out of here and back into space within the next few centons, it's going to be all over. You and your party will never get off this ship.
Centons?
Either you trust us or we're going to have to keep you here.
Are you willing enough to fly this bird?
He could go back into compression at any time.
It's the only way we can guarantee our escape.
Wait a minute. This is all happening too fast. Why do you want to help me escape? If you're not from the Eastern Alliance, then who?
Doctor, we're running out of time. I'd like to keep him in the chamber to the last possible centon.
Right. It could be the only possible way.
We'll offload one chamber and say we're sending for more for the other children.
Good idea.
You guys act like you're enjoying all this intrigue. I'm scared to death.
Okay.
Michael, please. We must get you back in your decompression chamber.
I don't know who you are, but it sounds to me like we have a lot in common.
We're all human.
spare you. We need help getting two more chambers.
We don't need your help.
Thanks.
All right, I give up. What's going on?
We're taking that ship out of here with all our passengers.
Holy...
That's right. And when that ship fires up, you two are going to see that security doesn't try to stop her.
Who's going to be in it?
Michael and Cassie.
Who?
Bummer, we don't have time to explain. Jolly, go get another chamber and drop it off next to the bacteria trap where you'll find this one parked. And then wait for all Hades to break loose when you hear those engines fire.
Got it.
What about you two?
We're heading for a ship. We're flying escort.
I hope you know what you're doing.
We're going to learn everything we came to learn. We're one step closer to Earth, Boomer. We're going to protect it.
Here comes Jolly.
Blue Leader 1, we're ready.
All right, stand by. Okay, this is it, Michael. You got to fly us out of here.
All right, I feel fine now. Are you going with us?
No, he's going to come here to escape.
I'm Lieutenant Boomer, Michael. You better get your ship fired up and get out of here fast. We don't know how long we'll be able to keep him back.
All right, thanks.
Good luck, Michael. Good luck, Cassiopeia.
That ship.
Officer, get out of the way. I have to get these children to the life station as quickly as possible.
Who fired the engine?
Orders from the bridge. We're to jettison her to avoid further contamination, right, Doctor?
That's right.
All right, you two. I don't know what you're up to, but I've had just about all I'm going to take from you. Now step aside.
Reese, now you're endangering the lives of these children. Now, surely not even you're that cruel.
Jolly, you forgot the kids. In the name of the council, I order you to stop firing to that ship. You'll take out the whole landing bay. You are in trouble, officer.
Who's in charge here?
I am, sir.
Well, what's all this about? Where's that ship gone?
Well, sir, it was decided that to avoid any further chance of contamination, that it be jettisoned.
And who decided that? Do you realize the wealth of technological opportunities for learning that were on that ship?
Absolutely correct, Sargella. It's an appalling situation.
Very well, then get it back. Get it back.
Boomer, have Starbuck and Apollo take after that ship and bring it back immediately if they can.
Starbuck and Apollo? Or do we have to have that pair?
Well, they're already in the bay, ready to launch on a routine patrol. It's our only chance.
Oh, very well. Very well, give the orders. Dr. Selly.
Yes.
What are you doing here?
Me?
Well, I thought you'd be at the life station monitoring the humans.
You overruled me on the case. I'm no longer in charge. Don't you remember?
I think I'd better see to the launch myself.
You'll excuse us.
Well, he's no longer on the case. What's he doing here? What are those chambers doing in the bay? What is going on here?
We'll begin taking sleep periods to conserve our strength. There's no telling how far off that ship's destination may be. Set your breathers from minimum to conserve.
All right, but I'm too excited to be sleepy.
Starbuck, this trip could be endless.
Meaning none of us may make it? Remind me to invite you to my next party. You're a lot of fun. Going into sleep mode.
The ships have been gone for almost a sectan now. Still no word. The council has asked me to appear before them for an inquiry.
Paradine Control Center to Lunar Shuttle Avion. We have you on visual. Do you read?
This is Lunar Avion responding. We have you on visual. All systems are operative and in standby mode.
Excellent, Lunar Avion. You are 20 hours behind our ETA. What is your support status?
We are within tolerances to rendezvous. Thank you.
Paulo, am I hearing voices or am I still in sleep period?
No, I'm hearing them.
My scanner says that at least one of them is coming from the shuttle we're escorting.
We're approaching that landmass dead ahead at a very dangerous clip. Cassiopeia. Cassiopeia, do you read me?
Yes. Yes, Starbuck, I do. The portable receiver you placed on board is working just fine.
But who on board your ship is talking?
I haven't the slightest idea. It's just me and all these instruments.
Have they altered since departure?
No, but they're... What are you doing up?
You shouldn't be up, should you?
Yes, it's all right. The ship has begun to adjust to the pressure on Paradine.
Captain Apollo.
Michael?
Yes, I'm fine now. The ship is proceeding in on automatic. The voices you're hearing are computers from the former base we had here. If you'll just follow us down, you'll be safe.
What former base?
There's nothing left on Paradine. Nothing but Sarah's father and a place for the children.
Why are you telling me this now? We'll have plenty of time to talk down on the surface.
I wanted to be honest with you. We've arranged to destroy the homing transmitter as soon as we're down. We have to. It's to protect us.
Michael, are you saying you're going to destroy the coordinates back to Lunar 7?
I have no choice, Captain Apollo. They could be following us right now.
Cassiopeia, stop them. Don't let them touch anything.
There's nothing you can do, Cassiopeia. It's all being done down on Paradine. I'll be saving your lives as well as ours.
From whom?
The Eastern Alliance.
Commandant?
Yes, Pips.
The small craft which escaped from Lunar 7 a month ago.
Oh, yes, Destroyer 2 reported the incident. Nothing more than some children, a farmer, a young girl. Is the ship headed our zone?
I'm not certain, Commandant. My readout clearly matches the ship from Lunar 7.
How far away?
20,000 kilometers, heading for the planet Paradine.
Too far away to go to any bother over children. We'll stop off when we complete our patrol circuit and deal with them then.
Sir, there's more than one ship.
More than one? But the report...
I think you better see the screen, sir.
Can you identify them?
No, sir. I have never seen flying craft remotely similar. The analyzer cannot compute their power function.
What are you talking about?
They aren't using a source of power familiar to the computer.
But this is impossible. Whatever you do, Krebs, do not lose contact with those ships.
Sir.
Lansman, replot a course for the planet Paradine.
Commandant. We're due on Lunar 9 in 3 days. If we don't...
I set to set a course for Paradine. Star speed.
Star speed?
Star speed and battle ready.
Yes, sir.
I'm Vector, and this is my son.
Hector!
Father, I thought we were expecting small children. Now do you see, you half-witted fugitive from the plastic factory? You have misprogrammed their slumber chambers. Oh, they've all grown up. This one must be Little Walker. And this one... with the big long hair, must be Charity. Oh, what a great, big, beautiful girl.
Father, I know you have to build me with scraps you had on hand, but even I can tell. This is not a female of the species.
Thanks.
By Jove, you're right. Who are these people?
Vector?
Since when do androids carry weapons?
Oh, don't be alarmed, Master Michael. Sarah's father armed us when the hostilities broke out.
Hostilities?
Oh, they're over now. However, I think we ought to get back to the ranch as soon as possible.
Yes, Father is correct. The temperature drops quite low at night, and we know how fragile you humans are.
Is the ranch where we'll find my father?
Yes, Miss Sarah.
I'll get the children.
This place, Paradine, whose colony is it exactly?
Why, Terrace, of course. But just who are you not to know that?
Be simple, Hector, or I'll break you back down into spare parts.
Father, we must be careful. Our programming did not cover guests, if that's what they are.
For once, you are correct, Hector. But we'll sort this all out back at the ranch.
This is your new home.
Do I get my own room?
Me too.
And me?
All right, kids, now be patient. Find out what Sarah's father has prepared for us.
Oh, Miss Sarah!
It's a nice dwelling. Did Sarah's father build it?
Well, he started it, but my father and I finished it.
Michael?
Yes?
I can't find my father. Now surely he knew we were coming.
Hector? Why didn't Sarah's father meet us here?
Father?
He couldn't be here.
Why not?
Michael?
Well?
Go ahead, Victor. Explain yourself.
Well, maybe it will be easier if I show you. Unfortunate circumstance. But actually, Master Michael, I'm sure that we can provide for Sarah and her children a very good life. A little lonely, maybe. Hush up, Hector. He's sore because I didn't build him any brothers and sisters.
A girl is what I really wanted.
If I had parts for a woman, I'd build one for myself. Well, let's get into the house before the humans freeze.
They've been under for so long, I'm afraid they're going to stay awake all night.
They won't bother us. We need the exercise.
But I think it's time we got down to some serious business.
Wait. Nothing serious. Until we've given you a coming home present.
It belonged to Sarah's father. It was his pride and joy, rescued from the glory days of terror. Oh, it was contained the most beautiful artist in all of terror. And when you see them...
No! I'm sorry, but we've purposely kept the children from seeing the sights of Terra.
Oh, but they're wonderful. Father promised me one day I might go there.
Hector, thank you. I know you meant well, but you have to understand the children can never go there.
Pressurization?
Another of science's great mistakes.
Sarah, I think it's time that you stop blaming technology for all of man's sins. I think it's obvious that it's not the tools. It's what we did with them.
Except for sending families to faraway planets to grow food for Terra, not realizing that children born there can never come home.
Your systems were born to an atmospheric pressure which was one-fifth that of your home planet?
Exactly. Even Sarah and I were born on Lunar 7 and we can't go home. Although I haven't sheltered my child from all knowledge of Terra as she has with her children.
Her children? I thought you and Sarah were...
No. You see, the oldest girl is my daughter. The rest are hers.
My husband was a farmer before he was killed. I wouldn't marry a technocrat if he were the last man in the world.
Can we see some pictures of Tara?
I said no.
Oh.
Please, it's so beautiful.
Sarah, every night, when Hector and your father and myself finished building this house, your father would take us inside and show us a song and a dance as they used to do at the Royal Theater on Terra. Now, if we were to perform that for you, with the music only and no picture, would that be all right?
I suppose so.
Ladies and gentlemen, Hector and I will now perform the self-same dance to perform at the Royal Theater on Terra. A reasonable facsimile.
Come on, sit down.
We're farmland inspectors, we're homestead protectors. We see that things run here much better up. Better up. If you think he looks funk, it's because he is junk. I made up from spare parts and etc. He's old and he's crusty, his brain is so rusty, he's often been caught in the rain. Though my voice is quite squeaky and he calls my joints creaky, I love the dear lad just the same.
Tell your story first?
Yeah!
All right. Let me tell you about the time I was surrounded by Cylons. See,
there
was
Cylons coming.
Cylons behind me.
No question. All three ships have landed on the surface of Paradine.
Commandant! The homing signal from Paradine has stopped.
Donna, how long will it take a communicator to reach Terra from our present location?
At least 2 months, sir.
And if we use the lightwave relay station from Lunar 7...
I'm afraid it was knocked out by sabotage, Commander.
What's the matter with those incompetent Sun Destroyer 2? Can't they maintain order on a defunct planet? It's not going to happen on Paradine.
Hector, Vector, thank you. Not just for the song and the dance, but for preparing this home for us. And most importantly, destroying that homing device so we can live here safely.
Oh, my goodness, Master Michael. In all the excitement, we let you down.
What?
We didn't get a chance to destroy the homing device, as you ordered.
Oh, Vector. That could very well be the end of us all. If there are destroyers in our area, they could home right in on us.
I waited at the control center for you for hours and hours, but you never came.
Oh, Vector. Our ship was delayed by these people. Hector, I want you to go straight to the control center and I want you to destroy that homing device this very minute.
Hold it. You can't do that. We saw you safely to your destination. Now you owe it to us to help us find Lunar 7.
Lunar 7? Is he out of his mind? He must be. Who would want to go there? Hector, carry out Master Michael's order. Destroy the homing device.
Well, thanks for nothing. You just traded 6 lives for 6,000.
Apollo, I think it's time that we explain the facts of life to one another. Whatever harm you think I've done your people, you're wrong. It would be dangerous on Terra or Lunar 7. And as soon as you can go warn your people about the Eastern Alliance, the better.
Would you please explain this Eastern Alliance to me?
I think it's time we told each other everything. Let's see where we go from there. Terra was a planet of many nations. And finally, it came down to two sides, east and west. A struggle for food
and resources and a military might to take whatever they wanted from the other.
And the West lost?
No, the war continues. But the East has been systematically destroying our satellite planets. The very planets that we've established to feed our people.
Time of arrival on Paradine?
In 6 hours, Commandant, but at this rate we are burning fuel so rapidly.
Thank you. Continue at this rate until further notice.
How are you, sweetheart? Morning. You're up early. The children were anxious to get outside and play. I thought maybe I could keep them quiet so you and Sarah could get some rest.
Well, I believe it's going to take more than rest. You see, her father was all Sarah had. He was quite a man. As you can see from what he's built.
It's beautiful here.
Yes. But what kind of life is it going to be for the children? Sarah and I here alone on a strange planet. How are we going to survive alone?
Don't forget Hector and Vector. Seems they did most of this themselves. It's incredible. There's a lot worth living for here.
Well, let's hope so. Where's your friends?
Oh, they're out exploring. Surrounding area. There's a lot we need to know about this place. And about the culture on Terra that built it.
Apollo, forget about Terra. I told you it's no place to take your people.
Michael, in our language, Terra is a word sometimes used by an ancient race to refer to Earth. Have you ever heard Terra called Earth?
Yes, but it's also a term used to refer to the soil. Other planets in our galaxy with similar environments? You have to understand, it's a common belief with us that we all stem from the same tree. Good morning.
May I speak with you alone, Captain Apollo?
Excuse me.
Certainly.
I want you to stay on with us.
I'd like to. But my people are searching for Earth. Could mean the difference between life and death for us and the people on Earth.
Apollo, you can't leave me alone here.
Sarah, you have Michael and the children here.
It's Michael I don't want to be left alone with. I don't love him. We were forced together out of necessity. My father needed some help in hiding us on Lunar 7 while I made preparations here. And in return, he was going to make room for Michael and his little daughter.
Well, sounds as if Michael has lived up to his end of the bargain.
The bargain wasn't my idea. I don't know what my father had in mind. But as you can see, there's only one house.
Well, there you see, you don't even have a place for me.
I might be willing to make certain allowances.
Sarah, you don't even know me. I mean, for all you know, I could be the worst scavenger in the entire universe.
Or spy, or saboteur, who knows?
I know you well enough to know. I like you.
And I like you. But Sarah, even if it weren't for the mission, I don't love you. At least not yet.
But in time you could. I've seen the way you've looked at me. If you just give me half a chance.
What are we talking about here? This is impossible.
I gotta leave here and soon.
And if you aren't able to?
What's that supposed to mean?
You don't know about the Alliance. You don't know what you're heading into. And how well off you could be here, with me.
Apollo! You won't believe it, we're in business.
Starbuck. Sit down. Take it easy. Nice and slow.
We're getting out thin the air is here. Cassie, some air here on the double.
I saw this whole city, Apollo. I mean, big, modern. It's beautiful.
Did everybody who landed on Lunar 7 also have delusions?
Not like this.
Wait, delusions? What delusions? Cassie, would you get that Felger carb out of my face?
No. He's not having any delusions. About the city, I mean.
A huge city here? I thought you said this was just a remote farming community.
I don't know. Look, you have to understand. We've been living under a very oppressive government. Information from one outpost to the other is always discouraged. The less people knew, the less they were discontent with their conditions.
It's really very simple. The people were destroyed. The buildings weren't. They were as good as new.
Neutron or bacterial weaponry?
Nice. Destroy the people who produce the food and the products and leave all the hardware for after they win the war.
Then they are planning to come back.
Who says they're going to win the war? You've never seen a battle star before.
Starbuck. You'd have to be pretty powerful to beat the Alliance.
Well, we're not so bad. And so far, I haven't seen anything you've got that's as advanced as our stuff.
But we can't help them unless we get some tangible information back to the fleet. Now, this city, if it was left intact, must have records. Things we could use to plot this area of the universe.
Sarah, where are you going? This is good news. I don't understand women. Apollo, what did she say to you?
I think she's just having a hard time making the adjustment, that's all.
See how much trouble I spared you? Not making a woman for you? I thought you said you didn't have the parts. We'll talk about that later. I believe Apollo would like to explore the city.
Starbuck, you've already been there. I want you to go back with Hector here and see if you can find a library or a scientific center, something we can use to find Lunar 7.
Well, what are you going to do?
I want to go back to the ships and get our signal back to the Galactica, warn them about this alliance. If there's destroyers cruising this system, they'd better know about it.
Right. Come on, Hector. Cassie, you want to come too?
I'm dying to.
No.
Why?
I need you. I'll explain later. Shove off, Starbuck.
Now, just one minute.
Vector, I want to show you something, okay? You see that barrel down there?
Good heavens!
Now, there'll be no more stopping us from getting all the information we need here to save our people, okay?
Master Michael?
It's all right, Vector. After what you told me last night, you don't have to worry about me interfering with you or your people anymore. I don't have the right. Thank you.
All right, Starbuck, take off.
Hit it, Hector. No. Drive. Once around the planet.
Okay.
Vector, I want you to take Apollo to his flying machine.
Master Michael, whatever you say.
Can I go with you to Mr. Apollo and me?
All right, kids.
No, it's all right, Michael. It's their new home. It was too dark to see anything last night. Go jump on the hovercraft.
Yeah. Now, if you don't mind, I feel about as useful as a meteor storm. What's going on?
I want you to stay close to Michael.
You don't trust him?
I'll explain it later. Just spend a lot of time with him. I mean, really get close.
Okay, if you think it's important.
Believe me, it's important.
All right, now hold on tight.
Okay, ready.
All right, kids, settle down. Have fun, kids.
Hang on.
Apollo's quite a guy.
Uh-huh.
Are you two,
Oh, no. I'm completely available. Come to think of it, I've got, an excuse to spend a little bit of time with you.
Oh? What's that?
I'm a medical technician.
I want to hear everything you know about the state of Terra's medical technology.
Oh, I'll be happy to tell you all I can. Huh. But let's not do it up at the house. Sarah goes crazy when she hears scientific talk. Tell you what, why don't we talk in a barn while I'm feeding the animals?
Okay. It was beautiful. Once upon a time.
Still is.
I mean with all the children laughing and playing. The music, the science. It was as fine as any city on Terra. So I'm told.
I don't believe this.
The waste of it all. Why can't man get along with man?
That, Hector, is the question.
I know. I have asked it. Many times. My father has tried to explain it to me. But I guess I am a little slow.
You two make quite a pair, you and your father. For androids patterned in man's image, I'm not so sure you didn't get the best end of the deal.
I consider that a great compliment.
I've never understood it.
What, Starbuck?
Well, we can provide just about everything we need to give our brothers a good life.
Yes, you humans are very resourceful. I believe you can do anything you set out to do in all the stars.
Then why don't we?
You ask me? Hmm? Why, on Terra, I doubt if I'd be given a license to operate. I am just a collage of spare parts.
Well, I could use a few just like you.
What would you do with us?
I don't know. It probably put you on the Council of the Twelve.
Huh?
Start a world that reacts to logic instead of passion, greed, jealousy.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Well, you can disregard it. Whatever's logical and in the interest of all mankind, we'll do exactly the opposite. Listen, Vector.
Hector.
Oh, sorry. Is there any place else that we haven't looked yet?
Not that you could get to.
What do you mean by that?
Well, there were archives, vaults, where special data was stored.
Hector, that's what we want. Let's go.
No, Starbuck, it's deep beneath the city. The air there. I believe that all the death and decay has rendered it practically unbreathable.
We came to find records. Now let's go.
Wait, Starbuck. Starbuck, you must take it slow.
Hector!
Commandant, we have the planet Paradine on visual.
Oh, very good. Land away from the three ships that preceded us here.
Yes, sir.
Somebody down at our ships.
Oh, that's just the Maldons. They live over the hill from us.
I thought this planet was deserted.
Oh, no. There's still a few bombers left who live beyond the city when the Eastern Alliance destroyed Paradine. They don't live well, but they're alive.
Well, they shouldn't be fooling around with our ships. Let's go down there.
Mr. Marlin, look here. Have you ever seen the likes?
Well, there's no question about it. The Alliance are back. What do we do now?
It may be too late to do anything.
Hector, where'd you learn to talk?
Just get down out of sight in case there's trouble. You the Morlands?
Well, who wants to know?
I mean you no harm, but I'd like you to climb down off that ship.
You don't look like the Alliance.
I'm not.
Well, those Dutch don't look West-like. What's left?
They're from Galact.
We're from Lunar 7. We escaped to bring a family here to Paradine.
Oh? Well, how'd you get by the federal garrison there?
The garrison has been eliminated. The Eastern Alliance now patrols this entire area with their destroyers.
I know all about those destroyers. They can spot the flight of an ant across a million star miles.
Or the arrival of unwelcome settlers on a forbidden outpost.
Why don't we just tell them to go, Josh? For their own good.
My wife is telling you the truth. Now you better go. Before you bring them here.
Unfortunately, these people have no place else to go. Their father came here to prepare a place for his children.
Children? Not here. My God. No.
Doyle, take it to the wagon. Now, I don't know who you are or where you came from, but if you're not gone by nightfall, you'll be sorry you ever stepped foot on this soil.
Are all your neighbors like that?
Well, you can't blame them for being terrified. They're afraid the Alliance will return. Children! Children! Don't do that now! Children, don't! Be careful! Todd! Don't you touch anything!
Already been touched!
What do you mean?
It's broken into a million bits!
What? We're finished!
Apollo, are you all right?
Our ships have been destroyed.
How? Has the Alliance landed?
Nah, just a crude job of shattering all our instruments. Your neighbor, the Morlands, I'm afraid.
Neighbors? I didn't know we had neighbors.
We spotted them just as we pulled up. Had a few heated words. Starbuck and I are going to have to go deal with them for bashing our ships around.
How do you know they did it?
They were on the ships when we got there. Who else could have done it?
Apollo, getting even isn't going to do any good. If the ships are unflyable, we're just plain stuck.
I know that, but if they do something like that, who knows what they might do to Sarah and Michael and the children. I think we have to confront them and let them know what'll happen if they try to harm these people.
These people include all of you now, Apollo. If your ships are damaged beyond repair.
I don't know for sure about that. Maybe we can salvage parts from one ship to another, at least get a communicator working. Where's Starbuck anyway? Hector, where's Starbuck?
There's been a dreadful mistake.
What are you talking about?
The archives.
Hector, you didn't take Starbuck down there. These people out here have barely enough oxygen to survive. And in those subterranean tunnels, he wouldn't last for 15 minutes.
He didn't.
You let him in there? Why didn't you carry him out?
Never mind that. Just take us to him.
That's just it. Starbuck wouldn't leave. He sent me out to our vehicle for the portable oxygen. Only I couldn't find my way back to him. There's a maze down there. I grew more and more confused. Finally, I found an exit. I decided to go for help.
You did right, Hector.
For an imbecile?
You made me.
Don't remind me.
Would you two stop bickering and let's go? Cassie, get the other oxygen. What's the matter? Starbuck got lost in the city and needs oxygen.
I'm going to go with you.
No. No, I need you right here to stand watch over Sarah and the children. No telling when those Morlands may come over here. They made some pretty bad threats.
You don't have to worry about the Morlands. They didn't damage your ships.
What?
I did it.
Sarah, what in the name of God for?
I wanted Apollo to stay. I thought he could survive here. Michael, I've been terrified of committing myself to you and to many other people. Everybody I've ever loved has been killed one by one. My father, my mother, my husband. I'm sorry.
Sarah, you had absolutely no right to try to force somebody to stay here. Especially Apollo. If it weren't for this man, we'd all be dead. I have five times the breathing capacity you do on this planet. I'm going.
At least she told the truth.
All stations scan for life forms.
In the city, sir?
The hinterlands. Everyone in the city was destroyed. The survivors fear that the invisible death that annihilated all the inhabitants lingers on. They hide like animals. They eke out their miserable existence on farms, utilizing the practically worthless soil.
Two life form clusters reporting, sir.
Yes, very good. Where are they?
Not far apart. Three forms here, five in this area.
Three ships, five people. That's where we begin the search.
There's the first set of chambers. Anything look familiar, Hector?
They all look familiar.
Oh, swell.
We'll have to split up. Cassie, you, Michael, and Hector go in that direction. Do you have your breathing tanks and communicator? We'll check in with each other every few centons.
Apollo, what is a centon?
Oh, that's it. That's the tone that you did.
Thank you, baby. Where are you going?
Well, we're just going to go down and put the blankets on the horses. That's all right with you?
Mom, and can baby Walker come down to help with us, too?
I don't think so. Walker's got to go to bed. Tell you what, when you come back, we'll put on that song, When My Father Loved.
Yeah.
And we'll see how the Royal Dancers really did it on Terra.
Yeah. Thanks, Mom.
You're close.
What's that noise?
All ships' personnel, stand by to land.
Look, there's strange men with guns, Mom.
Big enough. It's too far to the city.
We'll go to the neighbor's house. Vector said it was just over the hill.
Let's sneak out the back way.
You are from Luna 7. Your presence here presents no great threat to our alliance.
Then what do you want?
To find out about the other two ships that accompanied you.
I don't know anything about them.
Please. You have children to protect. Let us not waste time on deception. I'm sure you wish no harm to come to them. Check outside for the children.
Starbuck! Starbuck!
Where could Starbuck be? This is a maze.
Cassie, anything?
Nothing so far, Apollo.
These chambers are endless.
Yes, indeed they are. There's only one person alive who knows his way around here.
Why didn't you say so? Who is he? Where is he?
He used to be custodian down here. You met him today. His name is Doyle. He's hired out. To the Marlins.
Great.
You're right. I don't think he'd be too sympathetic to our cause.
Starbuck! Starbuck!
Apollo?
Yeah, Cassie.
We're hearing a tapping. It seems to be coming from all directions. The echo is terrible in here.
Cassie, stay right where you are. We'll backtrack towards you.
The tapping's growing fainter, but there seem to be two directions to go.
If you keep going, we'll all get lost. Let us backtrack till we find you, then we can divide again.
Okay, we'll wait for you.
Or at least it's something.
You all right?
I'm just trying to conserve air. You don't know how lucky you are.
Yeah, well, I may not suffocate, but I could rust myself to death. We may all get lost down here. These chambers go on forever and ever and ever.
You're a lot of laughs, Vector.
What's going on here? Now, you kids better leave. If I ever see you back here again...
Please, please don't send them away.
Aggie, what are you saying? Now, you know that you can't take it. Please, go back in the house, huh?
This house has been without children for too long. We can't bring our own back. And we can't turn these poor little things out into the night. Come on.
We're in time. All his vitals are responding. If it takes us as long to get out of here as it did to get in.
Well, it took us 1 hour to get in. It should take us 1 hour to get out. Or more.
If we don't get out of here quick.
Apollo!
Stand back or I'll fire.
Now, we're here to help.
How'd you know we were here?
The children. They also told us that the enforcers from the Eastern Alliance are on Paradine. Now, they have your missus.
What? You know a fast way out of here?
It'll take about 10 minutes.
Well, come on, they need help. Now, hurry up, let's go.
The flame is intoxicating, isn't it? We have our sides. Yours, mine. I mean your children no harm, but you would serve them better if you would tell me where everyone has gone. They will, after all, have to return sooner or later.
How many children did you kill when you bombed this planet?
I did not bomb this planet.
I understand every child was in the city in school when the end came. Not a single child left alive.
Yes. Well, it is war, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And you will lose.
See what that noise is about?
Our children, are they all right?
Yes, we're fine. They're with Mrs. Moreland.
Oh, thank God.
You said our children?
Did I?
I want to thank you for all you've done. If you're ever in the neighborhood.
Well, maybe someday. Yeah, at the very least, we'll make sure these guys don't bother you anymore.
One small victory does not win a war.
Oh, but have we got a surprise for you when we get you back to our home. Yeah. You might even want to switch sides.
We are the most advanced military force in the galaxy.
Oh, I believe it. That's what's so encouraging.
Goodbye. Thank you.
You're welcome.
life of our own, Miss Valley Mill.
By golly, we and a couple of neighbors you haven't even met yet are really going to help.
Thank you.
But don't forget us. Yes, as we used to say in Terra, the beginning of a new day is the beginning of a new life.
About 2 degrees right here. Wouldn't you say, Apollo?
Sounds about right to me.
Commandant, we're heading towards something bigger than anything I've ever seen.
God. What is it?
It's called a battle star.
Now then, you were telling us about this invincible alliance of yours?
Fleeing from the Cylon tyranny, the last battle star, Galactica, leads a ragtag fugitive fleet on a lonely quest. A shining planet known as Earth.